bitterly disappointing news that the 2021 Elmore Field Days have had to be cancelled. We have the President, Scott Nichol, with us this morning. Scott, good morning to you. Welcome.
Yeah, good morning, Steve. How are you?
Very well indeed. So I guess the only good news I can spot at this stage is that it's only 425 days, 45 minutes and 32 seconds until the 2022 Elmore Field Days.
Yeah, that's right. Look, at this time, yeah, that is the only good news we can give.
So when you've had so much planned and you've called it pretty far out, really, it's the best way to go, do you think?
Oh, look, I think we've left it as long as we possibly could. I think it's only fair to our exhibitors and to our public and even to our volunteers to call it about now. As we've seen in the previous, few months, a lockdown can happen overnight, and I think it'd be even more heartbreaking if we got to, a week out and everyone had put all their effort in, got all their equipment there, and then we had a snap lockdown. I think that'd be even worse.
Yeah, the snap lockdowns are no good. The Australian Sheep and Wool Show was pulled literally on the eve of the event, and it was terrible for the organisers. So you're probably right in catching. And you don't waste all the pies as well, do you, if you call it this early?
No, they can be distributed to good homes.
So when you get this level in planning and you just have to hold over, can you keep some of the planning together, or will you have to start again?
No, look, the 12 months, it really is a 12-month planning to get the event up in place. So, look, some of the stuff will be done again, and some of the stuff will, some of our planning we'll be able to keep that for the following year.
What sort of impact is this going to have on people who obviously use the field days to show their wares, so to speak? They're just going to be knocked back a bit as well, aren't they?
Oh, I think it'll have a huge impact on them. I think it'll have an impact on our community, and it'll also have an impact on the general farming community. You know, they can't get out and have a look at the machinery, catch up with their sales reps, even catch up with people they haven't seen for a while. I think it's going to be a huge impact all around, really.
Yeah, I think I was about to say that. I think the almost the emotional impact, as much as anything, of just not knowing, not being certain going forward, when you can do something, what you can do, etc. I mean, there's nothing we can do about it, but it's a terrible state of affairs, isn't it?
It is. You're dead right. There's nothing we can do about that, but it is. And look, it was a very hard decision we had to make as a committee. We went back and forth a few different times, and this is where we've landed. So, look, all in all, I think we've made the right decision. That's just where we've ended up.
It's going to be one of those things when we get there, it's 3 days of brilliant weather, and there'll be no lockdown, and you'll be saying, oh, but it's a risk you just can't take, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you're right. That's the inevitable. It's going to be brilliant weather. Like I said before, with the uncertainty of a snap lockdown, and even where we sit with the border closures at the moment, like, if I had a crystal ball, it'd be great, but I don't know, and none of our committee can assess where we're going to be in 2 months' time.
Mm, so yeah. You don't lose that money. Well, thanks very much, Scott Nichol, President of the Elmore Field Days Committee. Thanks very much for coming on.
Thanks, Scott.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
All the very best to you. And the update now, mate, 425 days, 42 minutes and 13 seconds.
Well
12
done.
Seconds, 10 seconds.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Okay, you get the idea.
Yeah.